Women haven't always given birth in hospitals. In fact, it wasn't all that long ago that babies were delivered at home with the help of a midwife. That's actually the plot line to the popular show Call the Midwife on PBS, which takes place in London in the 1960s.
Nurse's house, midwife speaking.
Short-staffed again.
The new trainee is on her way. I can't deny I'm looking forward to an extra pair of hands.
The practice of midwifery never really went away, but blended into the background with the rise of hospitals. What midwifery looks like now varies from state to state, and it's a source of contention in the North Carolina General Assembly. WFAE Sarah D'Elia shadowed one Charlotte woman to see what it's like to navigate midwifery in the modern world.
32-year-old Julie McLemore is about 33 weeks along with her fifth baby. She affectionately calls this soon-to-be new addition the tiebreaker. She already has two boys and two girls.
It's a boy. It's a boy. We're super excited.
Today she has a prenatal checkup, but she's not going anywhere for her appointment. Damaris Pittman, Julie's midwife, drove an hour to South Carolina to see Julie in her own home. Damaris checks her blood pressure and listens to the baby's heartbeat. And she has a lot of questions for Julie.
How your diet's been this past couple of weeks?
Pretty good.
It's getting hotter.
Julie says she didn't experience this amount of one-on-one attention when she gave birth in a hospital, which is part of the reason she wanted to try a home birth with a midwife.
The hospital births that I've had, like just the regular appointments, my nutrition or my water or my exercise or any, like, I've never been asked like any of those questions. So it's nice to have somebody who like cares and is with you like all along the way rather than just kind of doing the basic.
Damaris had midwives attend both of her births and feels that midwifery was something she was called to do. She's a certified professional midwife licensed in South Carolina, and she has about 25 years worth of experience, which means she can legally attend a home birth like Julie's under South Carolina law. But North Carolina, where Damaris lives, is a completely different story. Midwives in North Carolina are certified nurse midwives who have physician supervision. That doesn't mean the physician is present for the birth, but someone a midwife can consult or collaborate with. And if a certified nurse midwife wanted to attend a home birth in North Carolina, she would need special physician approval. That's a tall order to fill in North Carolina, which is why Damaris makes her commute across state lines.
But I would love for it to be legal in North Carolina. I've always wanted to practice in my home state. It would be much easier for me. As you see, I do a lot of driving around. And so,
In 2009, along with several other midwives, Damaris opened a birthing center in Fort Mill. She co-owned the center until 2015 when they decided to close after an infant died. Damaris was not involved in that case. During that time, the center got a lot of bad press. It should be noted, though, that if you go to Carolina Community Maternity Center's Facebook page, people have a lot of positive things to say. And many mothers Damaris worked with when the center was open sought her out after it closed. They wanted to have a home birth, and they wanted her as their midwife. That's the case for 35-year-old Amber Kanan. Damaris checks in with Amber during this postpartum visit. Her baby is about 6 weeks old. Amber's had all of her babies outside of the hospital. She wanted to avoid what she called unnecessary intervention she saw when she worked in a hospital as a nurse.
I guess people think that bad things don't go on in a hospital, that if you're in a hospital, you're guaranteed safety. But I've seen as a nurse that that's not true.
And it's that issue of safety that's at the core of this midwifery debate. Home births remain less accessible to women in North Carolina, but there is current legislation that would greatly affect how certified nurse midwives work in North Carolina, although it doesn't involve home birth policies. House Bill 88 would eliminate the requirement for certified nurse midwives to have physician supervision. One of the bill's sponsors, Representative Gail Adcock, who is also a nurse practitioner, says this would help certified nurse midwives reach more rural areas. She calls the current physician supervision old-fashioned.
There are a large number of counties in our state who have no obstetrical providers at all. And part of this is because right now a midwife can't go into a county and work that's in a underserved county unless the supervising physician is willing to sign an agreement that says they can do that.
There are at least 31 North Carolina counties without any obstetrical providers. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists estimates that the U.S. will have 6,000 to 8,800 fewer OBGYNs than needed by 2020, and that's under the current parameters of the country's healthcare system. Not everyone is on board with House Bill 88. The North Carolina Medical Society opposes the bill, saying physician supervision is a key part of how advanced practice registered nurses work in the state, which includes certified nurse midwives. In a statement, the society says, quote, "The entire healthcare system values a team approach to care delivery. This proposal seems to go in exactly the opposite direction." House Bill 88 is currently in committee. Last month, Alabama made significant changes to its midwifery policy. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law that will allow midwives to attend home births. They would need to be certified professional midwives that must have a license from the state to practice, similar to South Carolina policy. What it comes down to, Damaris Pittman says, is that women will always want choices when it comes to their health care and birthing options.
So no matter what, midwives can't be done away with.
As long as women want the option of a home birth and Damaris can attend them legally in South Carolina, she'll keep making her long drive. And maybe one day, if legislation changes in her home state, her commute will get shorter. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.